Can you just give a background of your family life, when you grew up?
I was born in 1962. I grew up in Grafton, Mass. I have a mother and a father, and I have a brother and a sister. Grew up in a very rural area. Was raised in religious schools for just about a year and a half, and then I graduated from a religious high school, parochial high school. And anything else you need to know?
Nothing. Okay. That covers it. When would you say you came of age and were more independent, or how would you define that?
Always was a little independent, questioned authority. But really came of age around 18, 19 in college. So, where I think I made decisions to actually break away from very traditional roots. So
what was your perception of the American dream at the time, if you had one, if that was a common term with people?
I think I was raised that the American dream was basically to be able to grow up, support yourself, be able to take vacations, have a family that was intact, that wasn't getting in trouble, and being able to sort of live life in a sort of daily manner without a lot of worries, some worries, but at least to be able to have a home and a roof and food. So,
would you say that it was different for being a woman from men, or would you say it was about the same?
I think for me it was different being a woman because the way I was raised, not by my parents, by the way, but by the people that by whom I was educated, I was raised as sort of the American dream would be that I would someday grow up and marry somebody. So no matter what my educational level was, and I would be a mother and all of that first. And I would say that isn't what happened.
Yeah.
So, not that I'm not married or not a mother, but you know. And so it was different for me because I always questioned why I had to do that.
Yeah, we studied that, and a lot of people that came out to be the case is that females were more pushed toward that,
yep.
Especially in like the 50s and 60s.
Yes.
So,
and I would have been the early 70s, but in the environment I was in. So the idea of going to college was everybody did something very traditional. I even had a hard time with that because I decided to be a nurse, and I thought, oh my God, that's so traditional. I shouldn't do that. So.
Would you say your view on American dreams changed over the years, or like for you or for what you saw for other people?
I think the American dream is different for everybody, but I think it's still the same. I think for me it's more of a not so much of what you own, but now it's probably changed to the point that it's sort of how you feel and how comfortable you are in life, so that you could be fairly well off and not be living the dream because you're not happy, you're not feeling comfortable, you're not feeling satisfied. And I think it's more of a an inner thing now than it is what you own or externals. So maybe a bit of both. Family is more important to me now as I get older, more and more important. So, and friends. The relationships versus the wealth, I guess. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So when you were in college, were you not as concerned about family, or?
No, definitely not. I mean, I loved my family, and I called every week and all that. No, my focus in college was friends and meeting new people and trying to pass and while doing minimal studying. So I think it's different. I think my immediate family, although always really important to me, is much more important now than it was in college. It wasn't in the forefront.
That changed after you got out of college, kind of around that time, or was it just gradually over?
I think it was gradually over time, deaths that came up, and then just kind of recognizing over time as we lost people or as things changed in my life, my reliance on other people and how important they were in my life. So.
Did you see that with your friends as well?
Yes.
Yeah. And would you say that you accomplished what you set out to, or?
Most days. Yeah. Yeah. I think so, because I think I have. I think some days I would like to have had more of a career or less of a career, or I certainly would love to be independently wealthy and ride horses every day. But no, I think I've reached it. I think I have what I want or wanted.
All right. I think that wraps it up.
That's it?
Unless you have anything else to say.
No.